When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. This is Zach Brittle, COVID negative, and I'm here with Laura Heck. It's our anniversary, so happy anniversary to Marriage Therapy Radio. We started this podcast about 3 years ago this week, which is just kind of fun. I mean, to have been doing this for this long, I'm really proud of us. Today, we're talking about a couple things. We're talking about in-laws, we're talking about the Bible, and we're talking about perpetual problems. It is a cool conversation. Stick around.
Can I tell you a frustration that I have right now?
Yes.
At this very moment?
Yes.
I'm eating soup, which is my favorite 10 o'clock meal in the morning is soup. And my mother-in-law made this amazing, I had to talk about my mother-in-law on this episode at some point. She made this really delicious soup and it's like a butternut squash situation. I don't know. It's really creamy and there's fresh corn. And you know what she put in it? And it totally ruined it. She was like
swinging for the fences this morning.
Yeah, I am. She said, I just added some whitefish just for some texture. And I opened the container up today looking at this beautiful soup and I get a whiff of this whitefish and was like, what did you do to this poor soup? This is not the type of soup where you add fish to it. So I just want you to know I'm going to enjoy 50% of this soup.
And then you microwaved it.
I did. I gave you a tour of my house.
I know. I hate your house.
So I'm going to eat while we go through this podcast because I'm starving.
Hey, this is, you know how you're not supposed to microwave fish at work?
Yes.
So now everybody works from home and you just broke like the cardinal rule of like office microwaving.
It's okay. Cause I'm sleeping with the boss. It's totally fine.
This is why I hate your house. At one point you were showing me just like your face and then there was space behind you and in the screen of the space that you were showing me was more square footage than I have in my whole house.
Was just like the kitchen and the living room area.
Yeah.
Well, you win some and you lose some, Zach. What can I say?
Hey, you want to hear an exciting piece of trivia?
I sure do. Oh, and I had I'm working on a dad joke. I saw it online. Yes. Trivia me.
This is our anniversary week. It was 3 years ago this week that we started recording this podcast.
You and I have an anniversary.
We have a podcast anniversary. Marriage Therapy Radio is like 3 years old, like this week.
Wow.
I know. Isn't that cool?
It's, you know, what's kind of funny is I don't do anything consistently in my life. I get passionate about certain things, but apparently I have been doing this podcast consistently for 3 years.
Yeah.
I wonder if we have listeners that have been listening to us that are, you know, they're in a relationship with us and we don't know about it.
Yeah.
They've been listening to like the evolution of Zach and Laura and how the podcast has just slowly gone downhill over 3 years.
Well, I think it's funny because people are like, oh, I have been binging it. I was like, are you binging backwards or forwards? Like, did you start at the beginning? Yeah. They're like, oh, we started at the beginning. I was like, oh no, you're in for it. Like, cause
It was good. It was good at the beginning. We were buckled down. We knew what we wanted to talk about. Now we just hop on, we shoot the shit.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, we talk about something important.
I also had another milestone this week. I had my first COVID test.
That was your first one?
Yeah. Have you done it yet?
I have not.
Yeah. Where they stick the thing like right in your nose and it goes all the way down into your like sinuses and stuff. It was pretty wild.
Hold on. You pointed down. I think your sinuses don't they go up?
All I know is it felt like it went in and kind of down.
Okay.
And he was like, it's going to take 5 to 10 seconds. And then he stuck it in and he moved it around for a second and he waited like 2 seconds and then he went 5, 4.
Wow.
3. And I was like, you mother father, I cannot believe that you, why don't you just say it's 10 seconds? Cause then at least I won't like be wishing.
Treat me like a man. Tell me the truth.
Meanwhile, they give you a tissue cause you like automatically start crying. They're just like,
your eyes start watering. Like, yeah. Oh.
But I'm negative. I'm COVID negative.
Is there a reason why you had the test done just for fun? Did you feel left out?
I'm traveling this weekend, in small quarters and, we had to make sure everybody was negative before we got on the boat. basically. I'm going on a sailboat.
Oh, that's really smart. That's right. You have your man trip coming up.
Yeah, totally.
To be a fly on the wall, your man trip is actually probably going to be way more mature than my lady trip.
This actually is mixed company. It's my buddy's birthday, 50th birthday. And so the about 15 of his friends that were brave enough to, you know, come out and, mm-hmm. you know, make this trip. Some men, some women, some husbands, some wives.
Cool. You know, Zach and I are fans of getting support, especially during abnormally stressful times like these. And that is why we have partnered with BetterHelp to put you in contact with licensed professional counselors in your area. Tap into the world's largest network of licensed, accredited, and experienced counselors who can help you with a range of issues, including depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, and more. With BetterHelp's counselors, you get the same professionalism and quality that you would expect from an in-office counselor with the ability to communicate when and how you want. The matching process is quick but thorough, and you have the ability to communicate with your therapist how you like it, messaging, over the phone, or video conferencing. I know in-person therapy sessions aren't feasible right now, but don't let that stop you from getting the support that you need. The cost is less than half of what Zach and I charge, which is kind of unheard of. So when you register with BetterHelp, you're supporting Marriage Therapy Radio so that we can keep doing what we love to do. Go to trybetterhelp.com/MTR to register and receive a special discount on your first month with BetterHelp. I'm going to get right to the point here, Zach. We have a listener that wrote in, and I will have you. So I started reading the email to Zach, and he was disinterested the majority of the email. not really disinterested. I mean, we obviously want to help, but at the same time, sometimes there's something that we're both passionate about that we've been talking to our clients.
It didn't hook me until the end.
It didn't hook you until the end. And I'll let you guess as I explain what's going on, what part hooked Zach. So listener writes in, she's been with her husband for many years, 15 years, married for 7 of those. And they have this issue that they keep tripping over.
Would you call it a perpetual problem?
I would call it a perpetual problem because yeah. I don't think it's a solvable problem. And I think that's an important distinction here.
Okay.
But basically what she said is like, we've kind of ignored this issue. We've tripped over it. But at the same time, I think we've really tried to not talk about it, not deal with it, just ignore that it exists. And the issue is her husband's family. She's not a huge fan of the husband's family. And it feels like it's really kind of driven a wedge between them because if I read this correctly, she's kind of like, look, I don't have to love your family. She's on one side. Husband's like, no. We need to get on the same page about this. This needs to be something that we are in agreement about.
Even if her mother-in-law puts fish in the chowder?
Even if, yeah. The reason why I talk about my mother-in-law is that she's honestly my best friend.
Yeah.
So I can throw my best friend under the bus with her nasty fish soup.
And she's my biggest fan.
That is also correct. According to Zach,
yes.
We all have different lenses that we look at situations through. So here's the question that she has. She said, this has really been tough, very difficult. We feel polarized when it comes to sort of either accepting the family or getting on the same page about it. But they went and they actually saw their priest about it. And this is the part that hooked Zach. I'm not even going to let it be suspenseful. She said, we went to a priest for some weeks and he said that as a marriage, you become one and you need to share everything. So there can't be... The priest's opinion, it sounds like, is there can't be differences in feelings towards family. Like this can't be a wedge that continues to live. The priest also said, I don't know what love is. She says, I do love my husband. I do know what love is. I just thought that was really funny. And I also, have you had this, Zach? Have you had clients come into your office and they have seen a previous therapist or they've seen a previous, like religious leader that has supported them along the way, someone that's in a position of power to give advice, and they have used very direct feedback to say, you should get a divorce, or you need to turn around. I actually had one client that had told them that they had married a narcissist and it was time to file the papers now. Or there was another one that said they went to a premarital therapist and the therapist said, don't get married. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Do people really give this directive advice to people? Is this really what they're saying?
I think sure. Yeah. Particularly when they come out of a very rigid dogma that doesn't allow for nuance. But this is the part where I'm going to do a little preaching here. That's okay.
I'm going to eat my soup. Go for it.
First of all, I'll say that if you're married to a narcissist, like diagnosed narcissist, yeah, it probably does make sense to think about filing papers. And as a pre-married person, when pre-marrieds come in, one of my favorite things to do is to help them not get married. I think that's sometimes a big win. I don't think you should get married, but I do say, hey, there's a lot going on here that maybe you want to pay attention to. Like this is, because some of this stuff, it seems like is not going to go away. But that's not my preach. That's not my sermon.
So let's hear it.
Okay. So I am fluent in like churchy language. I know how to talk about church. I know how to talk about Jesus and Christian stuff. And I'm not a Christian therapist. That's not my bias, but it is, there is some wisdom here that I think is really critical. And your priest or the priest hits right near it. So here's the deal. In the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, and if you're not Jesus-y or you're not churchy, don't worry about it. Consider this like poetic wisdom, right? There is a definition of marriage, which is a man will leave his mother and father, the two will be united, and they will become one flesh. So in this day and age, I don't really worry about the pronouns, but I do really care strongly about the verbs, right? So the verbs are leave, be united, and then the third verb is become. And so the priest hits this verb become, right? You're supposed to become one flesh. And a lot of people think become one flesh is like, oh, now you can have sex. But I think it's actually something more profound. And here's why it's more profound. In the book of Ephesians, which is in the New Testament, there's a callback to this Genesis verse that says, you know, leave, be united, become. And then the very next phrase, the very next one, do you know what it is?
No. Here's the thing, guys, I'm a pastor's kid. So if anybody should know this, it should be me. And it's definitely not me. Go
all right.
on.
All right. So there's a callback, right? Here's what a marriage is, blah, blah, blah. Man does this, woman does that. Leave, be united, become. And then the very next phrase is, this is a profound mystery.
Really?
Yeah. Which means
wow,
it's not definitive. It means it has to be sleuthed out. It has to be solved. It has to be investigated and explored. It can't just be declared, right? So when he says, oh, if you become one flesh, that means you share everything. I go, no, it means, what does that mean? What does it mean for us to become? And become, right, is an active verb, right? It's a verb that is about progress or process. It's not it's not a definitive verb, right? Leave is a definitive verb, leave, right? And in the case of Genesis, it's leave mom and dad. So we go to this lady, and we say, hey, what's going on here? Well, his parents are an issue. And I go, well, fortunately, there's some ancient wisdom that speaks to this issue, which is you have to create a very clear boundary between the old family and the new family. I really do. Philosophically, I believe this, and also theologically. But so in this case, I'm really pro her in the sense of saying the primary family unit is she and her partner. Who have been invited to be united.
Right.
And then become some other, some new thing. That doesn't mean that you cut off or you avoid or you somehow separate from the family, but it is that you create union around the new unit relative to the old unit. And incidentally, I think that remains true when you start to have children. You still have to remain union around the primary unit, if only to model that for your kids. Right?
Yeah. Woo, you are spitting some fire, some gospel truth here.
I've thought about this before.
Yeah. I think you've taught some classes in the church, right? Like this is something that you've discussed before. He's nodding his head as he drinks from his icy Nalgene.
Yeah. Rebecca and I used to teach this class at our church for, I don't know, maybe 10 years. And this was, it was a platform for us to think about a lot of this stuff through those lenses. But I do think that my primary lens is the lens of mystery. It's not through the lens of certainty, which is what this priest offered that lady.
Right. Was you only have one choice. You become one. But which is interesting. He says you become one, which through the lens of what you just shared, it means that what's most important is the unit and not the unit plus his family. which maybe to some extent she misunderstood. Maybe that's what he was getting at, but he wasn't as direct or clear in what you're saying, which is you leave the family, you leave your family of origin, you create a new nuclear family, and that's what's most important. So,
well, yeah, the way I would phrase it super generically is that when you choose to get married, you're choosing to create a separation from the old part of mm-hmm. how you lived your life and yeah. then be united to a new part of how you're going to live your life. And you're choosing mm-hmm. a person, right? You're choosing a person mm-hmm. to say, I'm going to be united to you. We're going to become a unit. We're going to be a unit. And then we're going to evolve. We're going to form our culture. John Gottman talks about this all the time. So when two people get married, they form a new culture that has never existed before. But culture itself is actually always becoming. There was a snarky tweet this morning about, we're right in the middle of this Supreme Court confirmation hearing, and the nominee is an originalist, which means that she interprets the law through the lens of the Constitution. And the snarky tweet was like, oh, and what did the Constitution have to say about telecommunications and airline travel and, you know, all this other stuff? Like, necessarily we are becoming. Mm-hmm. And so part of it is, you know, allowing that to happen intentionally inside your relationship.
Okay. So given everything that you just shared in sort of like the big 50-foot, 1,000-foot view, what is to be done about this viewer, this listener?
It's hard when you're 50-foot, 1,000 feet above the surface.
Leave it alone. Leave it alone. One cup of coffee in my system. The thing that I come back to is, we had mentioned this before, is this a solvable problem or is this a perpetual problem? And it's not something that can be solved, but I think that it is something that you can gain better understanding around, of understanding, just allowing you to have the safety and the space to be able to communicate, like, why, what is it that makes her feel so disconnected from his family, and be able to talk about it. Because I think that it could be difficult for her partner to understand. I just want to give them a space to be able to connect and talk a little bit more openly. I get what you're saying, right? Like, he needs to be pro-wife, she needs to be pro-husband, and have boundaries around the relationship and support one another. But you still have this other family out there. You still have to navigate the holidays. You still have to navigate Sunday dinners.
Yeah. My heart really wanted to be able to make this leap, which is, well, remember, it's a mystery, and mysteries are meant to be solved. You know, like, that would not have been perfect. I was stuck the landing.
Sure. But, right.
By the way, have you seen Knives Out? Do you know this movie?
No.
It's a mystery. It's pretty cool. What's the guy? Daniel Craig is the detective, and he's Benoit Blanc, and he solves this mystery. Anyway.
I think everybody is fully, like, with every episode that we do, there is a new television show, or a new movie, a new book that you are promoting. And just so you know, there is no money behind it. Yeah. This is all just from
Remember
the,
that time when we
Zach's
used to be
heart?
Like, this episode of Bears Therapy Radio is sponsored by Knives Out.
Yeah. Yeah. We have one sponsor. We have BetterHelp, and that's it. Nobody else is giving us money to promote Netflix videos and all of that.
Yeah,
okay.
Cool.
Go on. Stick this landing.
So what should she do? Okay. Here's the formula, right? When there is a perpetual problem that cannot be solved, the solution is to create dialogue, right? It's to create understanding. Mm-hmm. When there's a solvable problem, you solve it. That's the solution. In this case, if she is not going to be able to get along with this family for whatever reason, I still think that there's a part that they can, a piece that they can achieve wherein there's civil discourse, right? There's just
totally
like, and ultimately that leads to compromise.
So what you're saying is the route that she has taken of, hey, this is clearly a stumbling block for us. It brings a lot of us, both of us, a lot of pain to talk about this. So we're just going to ignore the issue altogether is the big no-no. There should be no ignoring.
Or try to solve it, which is what he's doing, right? He's trying to solve the unsolvable problem. And I think if he mm-hmm. were able to go, you know what? I get it. It's hard. In-laws are hard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they put fish in the chowder and it's just annoying. Like, and sometimes they're assholes. Like that can be true too, you know? And yeah, it's challenging. And also I value my relationship with them and you. And can we create a scenario where we go and we visit, or we go and we spend time with them, and you still know that you're my person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the probably what happens is they go into an environment with his parents and she feels like the outsider. Versus they go into an environment with his parents and they feel like they are very clear about the unit that they represent, you know?
Mm, I think you absolutely nailed it with, I want to feel like your person. I want to be your number one. I want to be chosen. And I want to feel like I take priority. And that is what is most important. That's what you said is, right now, when you leave your unit, we're going to go back to this Genesis verse, you leave, you join. I don't know what the second one is. You unite and then you become one. Is I get to be your person, mm-hmm. and I need to be chosen in these situations where when I start to feel picked on or left out or whatever it might be, I need you to recognize that and see me and choose me in those situations rather than choosing this family that you made an agreement that when we married, you were leaving. And I guess we just need to like be really clear. What we're saying is it's not cut off. We're not asking for you to cut off from your family. I mean, clearly I live here in Bend, Oregon, because we chose to live closer to Ryan's family and I'm eating the chowder, this supposed to be chowder. It's not chowder, guys. It's soup that she intentionally put white fish into and I'm eating it because I love her.
Hey, do you know what you call a fish with no eye? Good. That was a good one.
Thanks. You've said that before.
I know. But
yeah,
it was right there. Like it was right there.
It was right there. I've actually had a couple of clients that have come to me where this was the number one issue. This was the only issue they came to see me was in-laws.
Yeah.
This is a big stumbling block. And how do we navigate the in-law situation? And it takes a lot of time. But like I said, we started to break through conversation. Really all you can do is create civil discourse, create the opportunity to discuss, talk, share, have a difference of opinion. I guess what we're saying is it's okay. If the priest said, nope, you got to align, you became one, you have to align on your decisions. What we're saying is, no, it's okay in relationships to have a difference of opinion, but it's not okay to push it aside and ignore it. If you have a perpetual problem, you're going to create space and more comfort, better relationship through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's where it is because again, like families are hard. Families are hard to figure out how to mm-hmm. make them work. And, you know, there's a lot of personalities that are floating around, but really not about personalities, about priority. Right. And that's where mm-hmm. I think if he can convince her that she is a priority for him and vice versa, yeah. then they can tackle this complicated issue in a united way that actually helps mm-hmm. them become more mature or more connected, more intimate, you know?
I keep thinking of it just like bringing it down to the granular of seeking the win-win in situations. So the holidays are coming up. If you're listening to this,
we get to have holidays this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
Oh, hey, I've been working on this joke. I've been working on this. This is mine. This is original. Want to hear it?
Okay.
I'm going to do the voice though.
Totally
no, I'm not going to do the voice. Okay. No, I'm going to do the voice.
Do the voice. Do it.
It's like, don't you think it's kind of ironic that they're going to cancel Halloween? I mean, it's the only holiday with masks. Rebecca hates the voice.
It really fell flat.
But isn't it? It is, right? They're going to cancel. It's, I don't know. There's some deep comedy there.
No. We're going to go ahead and Jason, if you hear this, you can go ahead and delete that.
No.
That was not worthy of the podcast. I'm just joking. I'm messing with you.
But the mask thing, right? Like in Halloween and the mask.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because we have to wear masks right now.
I know. Yeah. I haven't seen you in person, Zach, for how long? How long has it been since I've been
side by
side?
A little over a year. Yeah.
Wowie Maui. Okay, let me go back to this. Going back to the holidays are coming up, let's talk about like Thanksgiving. The piece that I think is really honoring to the relationship, like what you said is I want to feel chosen, is getting the win-win. And the win-win might be I'm totally cool with doing Thanksgiving with your family. Let's do it. What I'm not cool with is hosting it at my house because I can't get away.
Mm.
So I'm happy to go to somebody else's house and have Thanksgiving and then if we can agree on like a departure time or make up some kind of excuse ahead of time as to why I need to leave or whatever it might be. And so like coming up with some sort of a solution where both of you are going, yes, I can honor your need to see your family. Can you also honor my need that it makes my skin crawl to be in the same room with your family without, you know, with for 2 hours straight, whatever it might be.
I don't know if this is overkill or not, but I think about a couple that I have. And she had this very issue, which was when they went to his family, she felt like he sided with his parents. And so they talked about it a lot. And they came up with this metaphor that she feels like every time she goes to their house, she has to hop on the crazy train. And so what they did was create a signal for one another where mm-hmm. if she started to feel upset or strained or like he was straying, she would go, or she would go, choo-choo, or something. And it was just their little internal union, right? We are united here. And it was a way that they became more connected because of this code that they had together. So
yeah, I like it.
That was a compromise within a perpetual issue that happened to be in-laws. So
yeah. And if you haven't heard our episode called coding, did we call it coding?
I don't know what it was called.
Yeah. We don't even title our own episodes. They just sort of show up on the website. They have a title.
Yeah.
They've been edited. It's great. But that would be a good episode to go back and listen to on coding of just how to say a lot of things, how to communicate with your partner and come up with agreements and without having to say a lot.
Cool.
Okay. Well, let's land this train so you can land this train.
Train. Yeah. Oh, planes, trains, and automobiles. And I'm going on a boat. I'm going on a huge boat this weekend, like for 2 nights. Yeah.
Will you send me a picture?
I will. I can actually send you a
video.
Well, there's a virtual tour of the boat. Like when people want to hire this boat, they can go click on this tour and they can walk around the boat on the computer.
Well, I think I was more interested in the picture of you on the boat with your friends having a good time rather than the picture of the boat.
Right on. I can do that.
Okay. Thanks.
All right.
Till next time.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. Just as a reminder, we have partnered with BetterHelp and you get 10% off of your first month when you check them out by going to BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/MTR. That's Marriage Therapy Radio. That way you can support us as a podcast and receive a discount. Thanks for all of your time and attention making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.